Hey y'all, we have had so much going on here this summer, so many things that we just weren't expecting. And I'm a little bit behind on these 50 survival prepper tasks for beginners. So I wanted to come on and move on to number 16 because I really feel like these are important tasks that you guys need to be aware of and you need to be working on. So task number 16 is actually pinpointing the whereabouts of natural water sources nearby. Now, you not only need a natural water source near your house, but if you intend to bug out, you need to know where the natural water sources are in the area that you intend to bug out in. Also, you need to be aware of natural water sources along the pathway that you're going to be walking or driving to get to your bug out location. Before the power is down, you need to go to Google Maps and do a visual search for natural water sources near your home within walking distance, or again, near where you're going to be bugging out. Lakes, streams, rivers, whatever natural water source you can find, you need to be aware of where those are. That way, when and if the power goes down, even if your water doesn't work, which there's a very good chance that it may not work, you're still going to have a source of water. If it does work, there's a small chance that it may not be safe to drink. So, if there's no water, you need to know exactly where to go to access water, and you need to purify it. Be sure to print out the bird's eye view so you remember where these sources are. It's going to be a really good idea to go to the sources, become familiar with the area that the natural water is at. If you do some water witching, you may be able to find a source of water on your own property. I've not actually tried that. But a lot of old timers say that it works, and that's the way they used to figure out where the wells could be put and so forth. Another thing that you want is a way to purify the water. You don't want to just drink it, even if it is a natural water source, because it could contain all kinds of bacterias and other things that could cause you really bad medical problems. So, have a way to purify it. Get your water purification tablets, get your water purification filters, whatever it is that you're going to use. And I suggest you have on hand two or three different ways to actually purify the water because that's going to be a little bit safer than just relying on one way. Because you could lose your water purification tablets. Your water filters could fail to work when you needed them most. And this is something that you definitely don't want to do without is water. Now, when this recent storm hit in our area, we didn't have power, but we did have water. However, the water company was running on generators. So, I'm not sure how it was that we managed to have water. We're on city water, and we're right next door to the water company. So, I don't know if for whatever reason, if their generators was enough to keep stuff going. Or if we just got very lucky and just didn't have a problem. But either way, we did do without power. And like I said, we did have access to water, so that was a good thing. I know that we have a creek in the area, we have a river in the area. The river has had sewage pumped into it. So, that's not water that I would necessarily want to use without some definite purification methods. Now, I could go upstream a little bit and possibly catch some water coming down the dam, and that may be okay. But again, I have no idea what someone may have dumped into that. And if it's contaminated, you know, if it has some bacteria or whatever. So it's not something that I personally would want to drink without purifying it. Now, you could say, well, just boil it, because that's what they tell you to do when the water goes down for whatever reason. They're working on the pipes or whatever. And if you had no other way, I guess you could boil it and cool it. But the best way, in my thinking, would be to boil it and then put it through a filter or use those water purification tablets. The other thing you may need to think of is you may not have a way to boil it. You may not want to start a fire or, you know, do anything that's going to draw attention to yourself, such as, you know, starting up a barbecue grill, which could smoke, having a fire in your fire pit or wherever outside. These are things that people may be looking for and could be a dead giveaway to your location. If you've got a really secure home and you have it where it can't be broken into easily, people may just pass it up, especially if they think there's no one inside. So truly, that may be your best bet. You're going to want to think about at night if you intend to use oil lamps and stuff. Are you going to have a way to keep the outside world from being able to see that there's someone in that house? People will be looking for ways to purify water and things to drink if something happens. So another thing that you might want to think of is having some extra water purification tablets on hand, having some extra water filters, things that you could help other people out with or use to barter. I'm not saying give everything away, but you know, you may have a neighbor that is really thirsty and has no way to have some clean water. And so you may choose to, you know, say, here's some extra water purification filters. Or you may run out of something such as toilet paper or a favorite food or something, and you may want to use those to barter with. So those are all good things to stockpile. And like I said, a natural water source is going to be one of the best things that you could do for you and your family and your livestock or pets, if you have those, because they're going to need a source of clean water as well. And so the best thing is to know where those natural water sources are. And again, you can use Google Maps and you can find out where they are. You can print that out so that you have a paper map. Put that in your bug out bag. Maybe print a couple of them and put, you know, one in your bug out bag, one in your car, maybe one in your purse or wallet. Maybe just have one inside your front door or something so that you have really easy access to it, and or memorize it. You know, like I said, go to these places and learn exactly where they are. Learn what the normal sounds, the normal things that go on around these places are, because you're not going to be the only one looking for a source of water. And these natural water sources could become very, very crowded if something goes on, that the grid goes down and there's not access to water in people's homes. The other thing you might want to consider is canning some water this summer while you are canning your other food. Again, if you have extra room in your canner, you're canning 6-quart instead of 7, make that 7th quart a jar of water. And just have that on hand because, at least in the very beginning, maybe you don't want to go to these natural water sources because, again, they're going to be crowded. So I hope that helps. If you guys have any questions or thoughts, leave those in the comments below. Thanks for watching, guys. Please subscribe, thumbs up, thumbs down, and we'll see you tomorrow on another daily vlog. Thanks for watching.